always makes me think of Rome. The way the sun hits the buildings in the afternoon.
Well, what should we drink to?
To the groundhog.
I always drink to world peace.
Can I buy you a drink?
Okay.
Sweet vermouth, rocks with a twist, please.
For you, miss?
The same. That's my favorite drink.
Mine, too. It always makes me think of Rome. The way the sun hits the buildings in the afternoon.
Well, what should we drink to?
I like to say a prayer and drink to world peace.
To world peace.
World peace.
And we'll just take the souls of evil. Ah, but how nice they feel inside you. Spinning, stinging, swaying, moving in a slow tempo. But this time you're... Again, you reach the bottomless pit, but this time your soul has died on the way, and you reach the point of no return. No return. You're scared. You start sweating, trembling, first cold, then hot. You scream. But this time it's over, because you're dead.
And this is starting to excite me. Are you afraid of seeing the stars?
In the temperature of the atmosphere of the Earth, it went up.
What was the increase again? By how much?
20 degrees Fahrenheit.
20 degrees Fahrenheit.
That's enormous. That's never happened in the history of the Earth.
Yeah, that is enormous.
And the ocean temperature went up also. That wasn't in the ice core. The carbon dioxide content of the atmosphere increased by almost three times. And the question there is, what's the source of it? Where'd it come from? The ice age was cold and dry and deficient in carbon dioxide. Well, it came from the magma that exploded,
yep.
And it came from the oceans. The 95% of the carbon dioxide...
No single volcanic or even multiple volcanic activity could account for that otherwise, could it? In other words,
no.
Right now, for example, if several of the world's biggest...
The core shows is volcanic ash, lots of it. And then four, the last thing the core shows is sea salt. Now, if you take Greenland and the pack ice that covered half the oceans of the world, went way down... it was thousands of miles away from any open water. And here's copious sea salts in this core. So you have all four of these things. And then the question is, what kind of an event could possibly produce these four things instantaneously all at once?
Birds and whales.
Could you explain that a little more thoroughly?
Yeah, okay. So we have do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, si, do. And for most scientists have always believed that this is a cultural invention of human beings. That music, we invented music, in effect. Then they started to hear that certain birds, like there's a famous bird called the marsh wren, sings in these same scales. And not only that, but can add notes to the scales and can repeat songs or can improvise off the songs. And studying the ears of these animals, they found that the ears of their animals actually have nerve endings that respond to specific notes of the scales, as do our ears.
The fear of heights was a nice touch that was in Abre Los Ojos. And I always thought it'd be good to kind of turn the screw on that a little bit so that you really did feel early on that he had disappointed his adventurous father, and he, the son, couldn't even deal with heights. So all that stuff shot in the Vanity Fair office shows a guy that fears the heights that he's reached.
Done judiciously by a physician of estrogen to such women in the menopause will go a long way.
Weird, he's strange, he's sloppy, he's a total nightmare for women.
I like that moment that happened earlier where Kurt Russell goes, no can do. I saw him do that in a conversation and I just said, that has to be in the movie. No can do. And that's one of the great things when you can take something that an actor does or is part of who he is and just kind of pull it into the character. This was shot on a stage. We spent a lot of time there, and it really was kind of like a wrestling ring between these two characters. Kurt takes the longest walk to a punchline I've ever seen.
Into space, on sound waves that are erected from the shadowed musician somewhere off into the night. But now, still colors become the prelude of a young innovator, wanting to fly above the cloudless moonbeams of Jupiter. Reaching for the planet Uranus was easy from the vibrant chants of a saxophone, while somewhere beyond the heavens one can hear the distant songs of sweet drums calling to the sun goddess to appear. Time moves in syncopated motion as breezes flow with the sounds of golden flutes. The finger popper sits on the floor, the mind drifting with the clouds, but as the oboe sings the rhythmic melodies of In the Evening, the world has been created.
Limited only to military targets. According to witnesses, many of the surrounding residential neighborhoods were deliberately attacked and destroyed.
I'm afraid of being
covered. You won't let it out, don't you, David? You're about to tell me. Tell me what your heart and soul will not allow you to forget.
Did you kill Sophia?
Wonderful.
Sorry, can I tell you?
How do you know so much about Punxsutawney?
I've spent a lot of time here. Small town people are more real, more down here.
That's how I feel.
Really? Would you like to try some white chocolate?
Yuck. That'll make me sick.
No white chocolate.
There is something so familiar about this.
Hmm?
Do you ever have deja vu?
Didn't you just ask me that?
Adam Newton. It's modulated. protect and serve, of course. Just hold the video, if you would. Hard to do in LA these days. Everybody's mapping the map. Xeroxing the Xerox. The WZ stands in relief boldly in italics. Not hard to do. New Metaphysics in parentheses. The Right Honorable Gary Geiserman, part-time known as the Major, retired, of course, for legal reasons, and inter-office politics, but of course, undaunted, incorrigible, and I believe the word is thrive, that word that would go in right there. 90.3 FM. Using the radio without permission, authorization, or proclamation. Kind of a secret pledge made many memory loops ago, when the writing was still bad and there were various contingencies. Contingent. The writing had to be subliminal, bull, to protect and to serve. As we keep on going now, WZBC.org, streaming across the sky like stratosphere, ionosphere, whatever else is up there, I forgot about. So I've had to reel it on in lately. Reel her on in and flush it all out. Take back my energy of 10,000 suns. NewMetaphysics.com with the W's in front, because we're fucking the man, otherwise known as Comcast now, I believe. Since AT&T sold it off. I'm sorry, that was the video. They're still holding the monopoly card of B-band in the No East, where it actually is pretty good, except for all the ways they fuck it up. Like, a lot of ways. Look into the man's heart. So easy today. But I digress. Again, so easy to do today. Looking into the man's heart. Sometimes one layer that's below another layer can swing back and refer to the other layer. come back in at 90 degrees and pretend it's the same layer, and it'd be kind of confusing the way it works and all that I've been working on. I can forget, loop back, get there before Garcia. You know what happens when that happens? You can be beside oneself. But I've remembered Bloodless. No Novocaine, even though I'm not a Catholic. That would have been too much for me, man. I've been artfully weaving my way from one slurred border state to another, just the right amount of push on it. Gotta watch the dialogue. Keep a band on it. And of course the indomitable studio475.com with the slash on the new metaphysics. Hold the W. A letter that's been contaminated even on a media fast. Sometimes you gotta use the sieve on the DUI highway. We'll be getting back to our mystery show of the night. Selections. And the votes are in the envelope. They're ready. All precautions have been taken. Foreign waylaid financing in place. Accounting firm paid off. Sex this time. It's a multi-headed currency hammer that can be played. About the money. Not about the money. Remember that. Wise to the words. You got sex, you got ego, you got money, of course. Of course, control and command. In the first slot. Here in the Matrix. Tired of that matrix. Of course, that could just be me. I could be right. Back to the pantomime of the moment. Let's get back to it. It's a business. Contract I just signed, got to produce. There's fame after all. Mine or somebody else's? Why can't I get you to
Feel like I killed someone.
David.
I feel like who I'm in a dream.
Was the man at the restaurant? Sometimes the mind behaves as if it were a dream. Faces change. People become other people. The subconscious is a powerful thing. You treated Julie carelessly, didn't you? Your feelings of responsibility or guilt over Julie might have easily turned Sophia into Julie. Do you know what derangement is?
I need your help.
All I know is you killed your girlfriend, and I don't know what's in your mind.
I need your help.
I would work on this case forever if I could, but we've run out of time. Temporary derangement. That's your best chance. I don't think they'll believe me.
What do you believe?
Believe it or not, I care about you. You've become like family to me. I don't want to give up on you, David. But I needed more. I needed an answer. I even thought there was more than a good chance that somebody was playing a trick on you. Maybe it was the board. But I can't exceed my duties. Just a psychologist. And I have to go now.
Well, is she at the trial?
No, I'm just the opening act.
To break new ground, you must clear the old ground. To reach the heights and depths of your destiny, of your self-chosen destination within and beyond space-time, you must seek higher ground. It is time to break. To break with old relationships, not with people, but with beliefs that once freed and now imprisoned, with beliefs that once expressed your truth and now reflect their lies. It is time to break old relationships, not with people, but with fear and its debilitating repetitions and monotonous replications, and to break your relationship with the vigors of struggle and control, with manipulation and self-pity. It is time to break your relationships, yes, perhaps with a few people too. Clear the ground and hold your ideals and principles. Hold them powerfully, hold them with strength. In the moment, the pause becomes an opportune moment. Cultivate right action, retrieved missed opportunity, or find your fortune. In the pause, this opportune moment, listen to the poetry, hear the ballad of miracles. As you hold your ideals and principles, holding powerfully and strong, allow your dreams and visions to leap or to sweep quietly into place, or attend the fires, winds, our waters, attend the earth, attend to transcendence. Tend your harbors of safety, tend them with love and will, for this core of your power moves choice to change. Tend them with love and compassion, for these open you to sharing your safe havens with others, and more fully with yourself. Love and will, love and compassion, they spawn opportunity to fill opportune moments. Rejoice. Old ground cleared, new ground broken, higher ground reached. Oh, how your garden grows. Oh, how you, ever growing, ever changing, evolve. Rejoice.
And I come back with the same three-note phrase in E-flat, I know that the whale is not only listening to me, but it has those same kind of nerve endings in its ears, and it also is responding to music with the same kind of emotions that I am.
I think people place too much emphasis on their careers. I wish we could all live in the mountains at high altitude. That's where I see myself in 5 years. How about you?
Oh, I agree. I just like to go with the flow, see where it leads me.
Well, it's led you here.
Mm-hmm. Of course, it's about 1,000,000 miles from where I started out in college.
You weren't in broadcasting or journalism?
Mm-mm. Believe it or not, I studied 19th century French poetry.
What a waste of time. I mean, for someone else, that would be an incredible waste of time. So bold of you to choose that. It's incredible. You must be a very, very strong person.
I think people place too much emphasis on their careers. Gosh, I wish we could all live in the mountains. At high altitudes. That's where I see myself in 5 years. How about you?
Oh, I agree. I just like to go with the flow.
Yeah?
See what happens.
Well, it's gotten you here.
Uh-huh. Of course, it's a million miles from where I started out in college.
Oh, yeah? You weren't in broadcasting or journalism, anything like that?
Believe it or not, I studied 19th century French poetry.
La fille qui j'aimera sera comme bon vin. Qui sait bon fera un peu chaque matin.
You speak French?
Oui.
Section that we just saw. So great. You've crossed that line. Tom really did some of his best work behind that mask because he's a guy who's trying to communicate without any of the tools that he's so used to having. The character and Tom. The smile, the facial gestures that let you know. The wink behind something that he might be saying. He's denied that behind the mask. And in a way, the mask is eerier than anything that happens to his face later.
That's great.
And it is a love story. And it's a story about love and lost love. And eternal love, in a way.
think the design is more remarkable than in any of my other books. Reviewers will say it's disjointed because of the mad scenes not connecting with the Dalloway scenes. But I want it to be a study of insanity and suicide. The world seen by the sane and the insane side by side. But Septimus had grown stranger and stranger. He said people were talking behind the bedroom walls. Suddenly he said, now we will kill ourselves.
How wicked people are. I can see them making up lies as they pass in the street. I know their thoughts. I know everything. I know the meaning of the whole world.
The answer is only the asteroid impact. Because up there, animals didn't make it. But man was coming along. At that time, 10,500, you have to have a picture of the world scene. Man had developed in North Africa. That's where he came down from the trees, turned into a hunter-gatherer, and then slowly from that point started to develop down from the trees. Turned into a hunter-gatherer. That's where he came down from the trees.
Turned into a
hunter-gatherer. And then slowly from that point started to develop a civilization.
Benny's a dog was frozen for 3 months and thawed out to live a normal life. Life extension can translate to the human form too.
How do you accomplish such a thing?
72 cryonized patients are currently held at our facility in New Brunswick. And we feature the finest scientific technicians on the planet.
Good morning, Mr. McCabe.
I'm Libby. I'm here to assist you.
He's my son. He's very shy.
You're not with the media or part of any legal consortium, correct?
No.
Welcome to Life Extension. Take a look at our proposal. Please follow me.
You can wait out here.
You'll be meeting Rebecca Dearborn, my personal role model.
I didn't need the payment.
What you do is lay down and die. Life Extension wants you to live.
Joy. I love my golf. I love my vintage car.
I don't think that God disapproves
life is a
this.
Risk. Cryonization. Journey of reawakening after the preservation of the human body at extremely low temperatures.
They laughed at Jules Verne, too.
David, you're not.
Mr.
Mr. McCabe, how are you? I'm Rebecca Dearborn. Life extension, or LE as we like to refer to it, is a glimpse of the future. It's a ticket. Not in the juvenile sense, but in the deeply meaningful sense that can only be born in the human heart. The DNA codes of the human body have been broken. Soon, heart ailments, cancer, so much more will be a thing of the past. Very simply, your anguish, your discontent, even your death is no longer necessary in a traditional sense. Whatever malady hides behind that mask, it's temporary. Within an hour of your passing, LE will transfer your body to a vessel where you will be sealed and frozen at 196 degrees below zero. Power outages, earthquakes, nothing will affect your suspension hibernation.
You signed a contract with these people, David.
What's the lucid dream option?
Good choice. The lucid dream is Life Extension's newest option. For a little extra, we offer the cryonic union of science and entertainment.
Cryotainment?
Some find this presentation helpful.
I have a universe inside me.
Portrait of a modern human life. American, male, birth, and death. Imagine that you are suffering from a terminal illness. You'd like to be cryonized, but you'd rather be resurrected to continue your own life as you know it now. LE offers you the answer. Upon resurrection, you will continue in an ageless state, preserved, but living in the present with a future of your choosing. Your death will be wiped from your memory. Your life will continue as a realistic work of art, painted by you, minute to minute, and you'll live it with the romantic abandon of a summer day, with the feeling of a great movie, or a pop song you always loved, with no memory of how it all occurred, save for the knowledge that everything simply improved. And in any instance of discontent, you'll be visited by technical support. It's all just around the corner. The day after tomorrow. Another chapter begins seamlessly. A living dream. Life Extension's promise to you. Life, part two. A living dream.
Your death will be wiped from your memory. I guess I missed that one in USA Today.
A dream. What if there was a mistake? What if the dream became a nightmare?
Of course, your subconscious can always play tricks on you. The subconscious is a very powerful thing.
Did you sign a contract with these people, David?
But this is a serious business. The lucid dream is worth the risk. And what is any life if not the pursuit of a dream? The dream of peace, the dream of achievement, the dream of hearing someone say these words when they really, truly mean them. I love you, David. Take care.
And the way the sunlight plays upon her head.
Roam free, David. Most of us live our whole lives without any real adventure to call our own. It's hard to comprehend, but they laughed at Jules Verne, too.
I'm picking up her vibration.
This revolution of the mind.
I'm picking up her good vibrations. My mind excitation.
Good vibrations, my mind.
Good vibrations, my mind.
Good
It's a nightmare!
When peace came, I was in Milan, billeted in the house of an innkeeper, with a courtyard, flowers, and little tables in the open, daughters making hats. And to Lucretia, the younger daughter, I became engaged one evening when the panic was on me that I could not feel.
But I am so unhappy, Septimus.
Love between a man and a woman was repulsive to Shakespeare. The business of copulation was filth to him before the end. But she said she must have children. We have been married 5 years.
My hand has grown so thin. I've put my wedding ring in my purse.
Our marriage is over. The rope is cut. I am free. As it was decreed that I, the Lord of Men, should be free. I am called forth in advance of the mass of men to hear the truth. The trees are alive. Next, there is no crime. Next, love. Universal love.
It is time.
Always time.
The word time split its husk and poured its riches over him, and from his lips fell like shells, like shavings from a plane without his making them, hard, white, imperishable words, and flew to attach themselves to their places in an ode to time. He sang.
I must tell the whole world.
Time, Septimus. What time is it?
I will tell you the time. It is 1:15. I have committed a crime.
The whole world was clamoring, kill yourself, kill yourself. But why should he kill himself for their sakes? How does one set about it? With a table knife, uglily, with floods of blood, or sucking a gas pipe? Now that he was quite alone, condemned, deserted, as those who are about to die are alone, there was a luxury in it, an isolation full of sublimity, a freedom which the attached can never know. He was an outcast who gazed back at the inhabited regions, who lay like a drowned sailor on the shore of the world.
Clearly, Virginia Woolf was writing here about the two sides of her own nature. She had already had two prolonged experiences of mental illness and had made at least one suicide attempt. When she writes about Septimus's hallucinations, she's writing about her own experience. Her whole life was a fragile, careful balancing act between being able to use her intense mental states creatively and feeling them take her over and engulf her.
I like going from one lighted room to another. Such is my brain to me, lighted rooms. And the walks in the fields are corridors.
Decided to charge me, I was a goner.
You'd be history. There'd be no way you could move
no
that ducks out of the way.
I'm doing this for TV. Right? So
I have to pay you a lot, Jim.
They didn't pay me enough. That's another story. I never get paid enough. So at some point when it became clear that he could see that I saw this thing, this, you know, this is all my intuition now. So we'll document of this. I'll get to that in a minute, actually. That they're filming the whole thing. The ring started to move inward. And all I can say is my eyes were riveted on that ring, and I lost contact with the bull himself.
Hmm.
And I don't think I hypnotized or something, because the next thing I noticed, I heard the crew yelling, one of the members of the crew yelling from a couple hundred meters back, you know, that I better watch out. And I looked up and I realized I was right in the middle of the herd.
Oh my God.
And the bull had forgotten about me, and I was just accepted. It was great. I'd kind of done it. It was, you know, I could never do better than that. Well, even though I've been working for years with whales after that.
So, okay. The ring just allowed you in. It just shrank back so that you were eventually in the middle of the herd. How far off the ground was it? Was you seeing it through your inner eyes, or was
I don't
your physical
know.
Eyes picking it up? How bright was it?
Yeah, I don't know anything about that. I just know that it was like
Did you sense it more than see it?
It was like there was an area where I didn't have good eyesight.
Uh-huh.
Things were kind of muddy looking.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was almost like an occlusion. It's like an area where my eyesight was worse off.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Now here's the funny part of it.
Okay.
I'm telling you that they're filming the whole thing, and we get back to L.A., and the producer looks at it and fires me. He says, "You just took 2 hours to do something, and you're moving your foot back and forth." And of course, they don't see anything. You know, all they see is this two-hour thing, and how are they going to get that in their five-minute slot in the TV show?
See, you were on Bison time, not TV time.
That's right. And so he said, you know, we can't pay you to do this kind of thing and to make statements about a ring of light. This doesn't go for mainstream TV. And so that was the last show I did for them.
Thank you.
than I do in Japan. I've done hundreds of places. One of the things I say is that I really wish Japan would consider exporting Shinto along with its Toyotas and Sonys. Shinto is the ancient nature religion that very bizarrely got co-opted 50 years before World War II as emperor worship, and actually became one of the justifications for Japan attacking Pearl Harbor.
But look how they treat the Ainu, who are even more closely based on nature.
That's right, yes. Religion. So what I'm saying is that the original meaning of Shinto, and you see it in all the shrines in Japan, wonderful expression of nature spirituality, that I wish that that somehow could be exported to the West, because we need it as much as they need it.
So
David Ames,
I think it's time we had a proper introduction. I'm Edmund Ventura from the Oasis Project, formerly Life Extension, L.E.
Tech support?
Yes. Yes, I'm your tech support. And we first met 150 years ago.
Oh, shit. You sold me the lucid dream.
Well, what the hell happened? I tried to warn you in the bar, David. I told you, you must exercise control over yourself, that it all depended on your mind. All of this. Everything is your creation. And now we're heading towards your true moment of choice.
True moment of choice?
Yes.
When did the lucid dream begin?
Do you remember the day at the nightclub?
We'll meet up soon.
And that night, after Sophia left you and you fell asleep on the pavement, that was the moment that you chose for the splice.
Splice?
Splice. The end of your real life and the beginning of Ellie's lucid dream. Splice of many, many years which passed while you were frozen and dreaming. From the moment you woke up on that street, nothing was real in a traditional sense.
Open your eyes.
Your lucid dream is monitored by Life Extension and a panel of experts who are following your every thought, even at this moment. Forgive me, I'm blowing your mind.
I'm not a big fan of heights.
I know. We erased what really happened from your memory.
Erased?
Replaced by a better life. Under these beautiful Monet-like skies.
My mother's favorite.
A better life because you had Sophia. And you sculpted your lucid dream out of the iconography of your youth. An album cover that once moved you.
An album cover?
There are some things that you're not old enough to understand just yet.
A movie you saw once late at night that showed you what a father could be like.
Avant de vous connaître tous les deux, je ne riais jamais. Je faisais des tests comme ça.
Oh, what love could be like. This was a kind woman. An individual. More than your equal. You barely knew her in your real life, but in your lucid dream, she was your savior.
What happened in my real life? Something happened. What did you erase?
Do you really want to know?
Tell me everything.
The morning after the nightclub, you woke up on that street, hungover and alone. You got up and you walked away. You never saw Sophia again.
I didn't kill Sophia.
No. You battled your board, the Seven Dwarfs, for control of the company. And in the end, it was Thomas Tipp, your father's friend, the man whose job you saved, who wrenched the company back into your control.
But then,
You longed for Sophia. You shut yourself away for months. You were alone. You couldn't stand the pain anymore. Headaches. You could barely function.
I found you on the internet. I signed a contract with you, and then... You're now in a suspended state.
No good by the people. It only means bad. It only means hurt and exploitation.
A little bit more about some of the other animals that you've communicated with. You went to see the bison in a few minutes we have remaining. The bison in Yellowstone and...
That was a TV show I did where I didn't know what to make of the buffalo, because they're big animals, and it was a TV show, so I kind of expected to get close to them, and I said, okay, I'll do that, but it took me hours to do it. I have a certain intuition about what is spooking an animal. I've watched them, and I can feel some energy coming off of them. In case the buffalo was really clear, I had to be very slow about this. Anyway, I was at 8,000 feet in Yellowstone, and it was a beautiful fall day, and there was this herd of about 100 animals, and as I got closer, the leader of the herd, which was also the largest male, sort of came forward and thrust himself between myself and the rest of the herd. And he was a big guy, and he started pawing the ground. And as I just stood there, and I was playing a drone on a lute, on a kind of a very old guitar, a drone like in Indian music, just as a way to have some kind of a sound statement going, which is a very calming kind of, obviously calming. And as I moved forward over this time, the TV show was filming me from a hill about 200 meters back.
A safe distance.
Yeah, safe distance. And saying, get closer, you know. And I didn't want them to talk about anything. And so I was trying to get on buffalo time. That's something I use with all the animals. When I'm working with whales, I need to get on whale time, and et cetera, et cetera. So at some point, there was this nebulous ring of light around the herd that I saw. At some point, there was this nebulous ring of light around the herd that I saw, and I don't know where it came from.
Interesting.
Some people can see those things. Well, I got to see it that day.
Nobody has a word to say about it. Nobody has a word to say about it. Nobody has a word to say about it. Nobody knows anything about it. Nobody knows anything about it. Nobody knows anything about it. This is a totalitarian system. And this is expected to continue. Private power determines what goes on. Private power determines what goes on. Private power determines what goes on. Private power determines what goes on.
The party scene has a crux issue, which is that David Ames is not aware of the kind of emotional wreckage that he's left behind. Here are two women that have spent time with him, and he's not aware of the sadness that he left behind.
Got to do. Change your last name. Say you're the fucking vice president. Yeah.
Your friend Brian Shelby threw a 3-day memorial in your old home. He was a true friend.
Sophia, who never fully recovered. It was she who somehow knew you best. And like you, she never forgot that one night where true love seemed possible. Consequences, David. Little things.
The little things.
There's nothing bigger, is there?
Your subconscious did create problems. Your dream turned into a nightmare. The glitch has been corrected.
So all I have to do is imagine something. Like if I wanted McCabe to come back right now.
Listen to me. These people are dangerous. We're in trouble. We need to get off this roof now.
We're now on pause. And you're about to return to your lucid dream.
Pause.
With all the upgrades, You won't remember any of this, nor will you be charged for technical support.
Ungao calls all niggas to judgment. Screaming in an angry voice, he says, "Niggas, come forth to me." Niggas stand in amazement just listening to the angry voice calling, calling. Screaming like thunder, Ungao makes the sky tremble with rain. Rushing like a stream of water, it falls, falls. Drowning the niggas till there are no more. Flooding the streets till there are no more. I stand here just watching, watching all the niggas get swept into the sewer. While the voice of Ungao is screaming, screaming until the eardrums are busted, screaming until the niggas are washed away forever. No more rain rushing through the streets. No more niggas standing on the corner. Now they stand before Ungao pleading for mercy. Pleading for life. Pleading for a chance. But Ungao shakes his head and at the same time words echo out his mouth. Niggas don't get chances. Niggas don't get chances. A black door swings open. Echoing sounds. Sounds of horror. The sounds of niggas screaming for life. Pointing towards the door, Ungao shouts, "Enter into the world of eternal hell!"
One's progress through life is made immensely interesting by trying to grasp everything as one passes. I feel as if I were putting out my fingers tentatively on either side as I grope down a tunnel, rough with odds and ends.
An
aura? Yeah, it was kind of like an aura, but it was like a fence, too. Hmm. It was like the herd's communal energy, right? Like to think of it. And when I stepped on it, I noticed that the boar would paw the ground, and when I took my foot off of it, he would stop pawing the ground. So it was a real revelation to me, because it meant that he saw it. So it was, became my job to let him know that I saw it.
I'm like, this is my defensive perimeter. And
that's right.
If you're on the outside, I'm not threatened. When you are, I'll paw the ground to show you that I'm being threatened.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I was... I made an effort to exaggerate seeing it by putting my foot on it and immediately taking it off, and he got it.
Oh, my God.
I mean, he was, you know, you have to understand, you get this, I don't know how big they are, 2,000 pounds maybe. He's standing 20 feet from me. So if he decided to charge me, I was a goner.
You'd be history. There'd be no way you could move
no way
to get out of the way.
I'm doing this for TV. Right, so
I hope they paid you a lot, Jim.
No, they didn't pay me enough. That's another story. I never get paid enough. So at some point when it became clear that he could see that I saw this thing, this, you know, this is all my intuition now. No document of this. I'll get to that in a minute, actually, because they're filming the whole thing. The ring started to move inward, and all I can say is, my eyes were riveted on that ring, and I lost contact with the bull himself.
Hmm.
And I must have got hypnotized or something, because the next thing I noticed, I heard the crew yelling, one of the members of the crew yelling from a couple hundred meters back, you know, that I better watch out. And I looked up, and I realized I was right in the middle of the herd.
Oh, my God.
And the bull had forgotten about me, and I was just accepted. It was great.
get you.
About what?
How you can start a day with one kind of expectation and end up so completely different.
Well, do you like the way this day is turning out?
I like it very much. It's a perfect day. You couldn't have planned a day like this.
Well, you can. It just takes an awful lot of work. Come on in, I want to show you something.
I don't think I should, Phil.
Oh, I don't think you should either. That's why I'm just going to show you this one thing and kick you right out. Just give me 1 minute.
It's just lovely.
Would you like to sit and stare at the fig fire?
Okay. It's really a wonderful room.
It is now.
I don't know, Phil. I don't think we should do this.
I don't either. You know what? On second thought, I think we shouldn't. Perfect end to a perfect day.
Well, it's a little fast for me.
Me too.
Maybe I should go.
Where would you go? Why? I've got a perfect fire. I've got some French poetry here. Baudelaire. C'est fantastique. I will read to you. I got some ice cream over on the windowsill. Well, hold on a minute. Rocky Road.
Oh, I love Rocky Road.
Yeah, I thought so. You have to stay.
Oh, no, really, Phil. I'm tired. We can see each other tomorrow.
No. Tonight.
Oh.
It's gotta be tonight.
No, Phil, really.
Come on, just stay for a while, and then if you like it, stay for a while longer, and if you like that, stay for a while longer.
Let's not spoil it, okay?
Not spoiling it. I don't want to spoil it either.
You know I can't stay with you.
Why not? I love you.
You love me?
I love you.
You don't even know me.
Oh, I know you.
Oh, no. I can't believe I fell for this. This whole day has just been one long setup.
No, it hasn't.
And I hate fudge. Yuck.
No white chocolate, no fudge.
What are you doing? Are you making some kind of list or something?
No.
Did you call up my friends and ask them what I like and what I don't like?
No.
Is this what love is for you?
No, this is real. This is love.
Stop saying that. You must be crazy. I could never love someone like you, Phil, because you'll never love anyone but yourself.
That's not true. I don't even like myself. Give me another chance.
That's for making me care about you.
Of the Hoona Way from its deep history to the present is intact.
Well, in my family's tradition, my Hawaiian family's tradition, it's completely intact because it was based on some very simple principles.
And what were those principles?
Well, there's 7 ideas about life that we use, that the world is what you think it is, there are no limits, energy flows where attention goes, Now is the moment of power. To love is to be happy with. All power comes from within. And effectiveness, the measure of truth.
Oh, those are good ones.
Yeah.
Let's look at each of those individually. The world is what we think it is.
That's right. Now, the only experience we can have of the world is the experience we have that comes to our own ideas about it. So we're always experiencing what we think we know to be true, what we believe, what we fear, what we desire. And so if this is our experience, we're not talking about some external reality. We're talking about your experience of that reality. Well, you can change how you think and therefore change your experience.
Makes sense. Okay. Have you witnessed any of those abilities?
Well, I was
thinking
how to do it.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
Again, you have to remember that what it is influence, not control.
Right.
So, yes, influence. I've not only done it myself, but trained many other people how to do it.
You could see it also as communication then, couldn't
That's
you?
That's what it is.
Too. Mm-hmm.
Because the basic idea is that everything is alive, and we find this among many peoples of the world, that everything is alive, and therefore, if you can learn to speak its language, you can communicate with it and make friends with it, and it'll help you do what you want to do to the best of its ability.
So to communicate with the weather, for example, is
right.
it in the form of a prayer, in the form of visualization, in the form of what?
Well, all of these things are simply ways of focusing your intent.
Right.
Intention. And it gets translated, you might say subconsciously, into whatever form of understanding the thing is that you're communicating with. So if I'm talking to the wind, I can do it as a formal prayer if I want to, but I can also just say, "Hello, wind. Hey, how would you like to blow from this direction for a while?" And I can imagine a picture of that, which will help me focus my intention more clearly. And if I have a good friendship with the wind, why, and it's within the realm of possibility for the wind at that moment, why, you know, it'll usually do what I like.
Fetch another tray of glasses, Lucy. Oh, dear. It's going to be a failure, a complete failure. Why do I do these things?
Every time she gave a party, she had this feeling of being something not herself, and that everyone was unreal in one way, much more real in another. A feeling of depression is on me. As if we were old and near the end of all things.
Just as we were starting out, my husband was called up on the telephone. Very sad case. A young man had killed himself. He was in the army and married to a young Italian milliner. Apparently they lived in Bloomsbury.
Well, I guess it makes a
difference. Oh. In the middle of my party, here's death. What business has she to talk of death at my party?
It really is the most terrible.
A young man has killed himself. He has killed himself, but how? Why has he done it? And she talks of it at my party.
Now, your moment of choice. You can return to your lucid dream and live a beautiful life with Sophia or whomever you wish. Or you can choose the world out there.
The world out there. And you can bring me back. Just like Benny the dog?
Yes. Just like Benny the dog.
Your face and body can be fixed now, of course. But things are very different now. And your finances won't last long. Your panel of observers are waiting for you to choose. There are no guarantees. But remember, even in the future, the sweet is never as sweet without the sour.
A shilling into the Serpentine. Never anything more. But he has flung it away. We go on living. I will have to go back. The rooms are so crowded. People keep on coming.
They would grow old. A thing there was that mattered. A thing wreathed about with chatter, defaced, obscured in her own life, let drop every day in corruption, lies, chatter. This he had preserved. Death was a defiance. Death was an attempt to communicate, people feeling the impossibility of reaching the center which mystically evaded them. But this young man who had killed himself, had he plunged holding his treasure? If it were now to die, 'twere now to be most happy, she had said to herself once, coming out in white.
But this young man has killed himself.
Somehow it was her disaster. It was her punishment to see sink and disappear, here a man, there a woman, in this profound darkness, and she forced to stand here in her evening dress. Odd. Incredible. She had never been so happy. Nothing could be slow enough. Nothing last too long. Nothing could equal this having done with the triumphs of youth. Lost herself in the process of living, to find it with a shock of delight as the sun rose, as the day sank.
All the fun. Phil, you look terrible. What happened? Rough night?
Yeah.
Okay, campers. Rise and shine. And don't forget your booties, because it's cold out there today. It's cold out there every day.
This country's largest lake, Chapala, is located near the city of Guadalajara.
What is Mexico?
Leslie.
What is Mexico?
Correct.
Lakes and Rivers 400.
Seneca is the largest of these lakes in west central New York.
What are the Finger Lakes?
Jim.
What are the Finger Lakes?
Correct.
Lakes and Rivers for 600.
This South American lake drains into the smaller lake.
What is Titicaca?
In Bolivia. Jim.
What is Titicaca?
Correct.
Lakes and rivers for 1,000.
Milky colored from glacial clay when entering Lake Geneva, this river is clear blue upon exiting. Jim?
What is the Rhone?
The Rhone. Good for $1,000. You are $500 off the lead right now.
Let's go to Inventors for 200.
This is pitiful. 1,000 people freezing their butts off waiting to worship a rat. What a hype. Sounded like they used to mean something in this town. They used to pull the hog out and they used to eat it. You're hypocrites, all of you. You got a problem with what I'm saying, Larry? Untie your tongue and you come out here and talk, huh? Am I upsetting you, princess? You know, you want a prediction about the weather. You're asking the wrong film. I'll give you a winter prediction. It's going to be cold. It's going to be gray. And it's going to last you for the rest of your life.
And you can develop a good friendship with the wind or the sharks or the whatever. What does that mean in the Huna tradition?
It really is no different from friendship with a human being.
Mm-hmm. Paid attention, respect.
That's right. Attention, respect, also help.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we forget that it's not that we are, you know, getting powers from these things. We also have to share. We also have to help, but we also have to have tolerance. In other words, sometimes the wind just has other things to do and can't do what I want. Well, if a friend is that way, why, you know, if you are a friend, you tolerate that. Say, okay, well, okay, I understand. Next time.
Yeah. So, as children, we used to have these, I don't know, exercises outdoors where we'd sort of lay in the grass, look up at a nice little fluffy white cloud, and breathe it out.
Yes.
And you just, it would just disappear on us. And we all did this and could all do this successfully. What was that about?
Well, that's the same kind of thing. When we have much more influence on our environment than we realize. Children's games are one way in which to do this without question. It's just as fun.
Well, you just sort of experiment and you're testing
So you don't have, you might wonder whether it's going to work, but you don't have any active doubt.
We would watch certain clouds go by, and then sometimes we'd breathe them and make them disappear. That's how we called it. No, we really didn't.
You can also look at a blank piece of sky.
Yeah.
And have a cloud form there.
Condensed one right there. I never tried that one. Huh.
There was still laughing and shouting in the drawing room. The young man had killed himself, but she did not pity him. She did not pity him with all this going on. She felt somehow very like him. She felt very glad that he had done it, thrown it away, while they went on living.
How do I wake up?
The decision is yours.
And I chose this scenario, didn't I?
Yes. To face your last remaining fear of heights.
David, don't listen to him. You were right. This is the Seven Dwarfs. It's a setup. You can't trust him.
Don't feel bad for him, David. This winning man is your creation, and it's in his nature to fight for his existence, but he's not real.
I'm real. I'm real. I have two daughters. You know that.
What are their names?
I'm real. I'm mortality as home entertainment, this cannot be the future! Can it? Can it?
Having fun here, the radio central office. Here in 1984 reality, Bill Gates is somebody's father. King of the world, of an evil world, the mark of Microsoft on the waters, all evil, all over. The only time Microsoft does anything not evil is as a toxic byproduct. Can't be helped. Microsoft 2 underway. XP, Xbox, Palladium.net, and all the other negotiating chips and the poker hand of death. And the good news for the bad dream, Microsoft Part 3, forming behind the scenes right now. Not to be underestimated, beyond belief. Whenever you hear that, believe it. Beyond paranoia. Beyond over-exaggerated prose.
Also that the novel negotiates between a social history and the obscure secret parts of the personality. Virginia Woolf tries to find a language for the things that are hard to write about: memory, dreams, the mixing of physical and emotional states, and to put the real things, war, money, jobs, social relations, at the periphery. But it's quite wrong, I think, to say that she makes the factual areas simply disappear.
Once again, the eyes of the nation have turned here to this tiny village in western Pennsylvania. Blah, 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 blah. There is no way that this winter is ever going to end. As long as this groundhog keeps seeing his shadow, I don't see any other way out. He's got to be stopped. And I have to stop him.
Real good, Phil. Real good.
He's out of his gourd.
No way out now. I just want you to remember we had a beautiful day together once.
All right, little Philip.
What the hell is he doing?
I don't know.
You gotta shoot. Aim high. I don't want to hit the groundhog.
Well, we mustn't keep our public waiting, huh? It's showtime, Phil.
Right on me, Larry, in three.
Might be okay.
Well, no, probably not now.
Great comic metaphysical masterpiece. Forces behind the spirits on a Hollywood set. Ada Newton, the W, the Z. Breathing free. Born free, striving to be free plus in the new economy, being created behind the scenes, behind the black curtain, by the real Ninha, not the cheap commercial, ass-fucked sellout commercial capitalist domination reality. Brought to you in a cereal box, an evil Microsoft genius world domination beyond paranoia. To be underestimated, to be unloved, to be jack stupid. I see, but I do not see what I see. Can lead a white man to knowledge, can't make him wise. Today, when black niggers are white, the red man, white, raising a hand to the sky, a white hand in the poker game of death.
Thank you.
Kenneth? Kenneth!
It's been a brilliant journey of self-awakening. Now you've simply got to ask yourself this. What is happiness to you, David?
I want to live a real life. I don't want to dream any longer.
Any last wishes?
My
mind. Wish you well, David.
Open your eyes.
I can't believe I haven't slept with him yet.
Physical attraction cannot be described. It's like a little voice inside of you that's telling you, oh, he's ugly, or oh, he's the one for me.
He really has it. When he looks at me, I get, you know, squishy.
I think when you see somebody and you get that tingly feeling, like you want to have sex with them, that's just primitive animal lust.
Girl, look what you
done to me.
I think the first thing I look at when I look at a man is his eyes. And then my eyes move down to his bulge.
I'm hung like a horse.
One of the impressive features of Virginia Woolf's work is its courage. After Mrs. Dalloway, she goes on looking for new forms for her vision of reality. If her novels have one thing in common, it's that they all try to make some lasting and coherent shape out of the intractable materials of life. But they all try to do it in different ways.
David had never had a birthday party because David had never been born. So they baked a cake and lit some candles.
Now make a wish.
It came true already.
By now, indeed, the windows were beginning to dim. David drew the shades without even needing to be asked.
To be tucking you in. That's strange. How fascinating. I can hardly keep my eyes open. Don't know what's come over me. Such a beautiful day. I love you, Dave. I do love you. I have always loved you.
That was the everlasting moment he had been waiting for. And the moment had passed, for Monica was sound asleep. More than merely asleep. Should he shake her, she would never rouse. So David went to sleep too. And for the first time in his life, he went to that place where dreams are born.
Perhaps this is what gives me my strongest pleasure. When in writing, I seem to be discovering what belongs to what. Making a scene come right. Making a character come together. From this, I reach what I might call a philosophy.
At any rate, it's a constant idea of mine. But behind the cotton wool is hidden a pattern. And that we, I mean all human beings, are connected with this. That the whole world is a work of art. That we are parts of the work of art. Hamlet, or a Beethoven quartet, is the truth about this vast mass that we call the world. But there's no Shakespeare. There's no Beethoven. Certainly and emphatically, there is no God. We are the words. We are the music. We are the thing itself. She was. That is the moment. It is, or will become, a revelation of some order, a token of some real thing behind appearances. And I make it real. Putting it into words.
The sun was sinking. The hard stone of the day was cracked. And light poured through its splinters. Red and gold shot through the waves in rapid running arrows, feathered with darkness. Erratically, rays of light flashed and wandered, like signals from sunken islands. But the waves, as they neared the shore, were robbed of light. And fell in one long concussion, like a wall falling, a wall of grey stone, unpierced by any chink of light. The waves broke on the shore.